From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Heavy fighting erupted in the eastern neighborhoods of the Iraqi city of Mosul on Friday as Iraqi special forces have launched an assault into urban areas. The fighting has been the most intense urban combat in Mosul since the Iraqi offensive began more than 2 weeks ago to drive the Islamic State group from the city, Iraq's second largest. More than 1 million civilians are stuck in the city, complicating the military's effort to advance without harming them. Turkey's state-run news agency says at least 8 people were killed and 30 others wounded on Friday in a car bomb attack in the southeastern city of Diyarbakir, this near a police station where opposition lawmakers are being held. The attack followed the overnight arrests of leaders and lawmakers with the People's Democratic Party, parliament's second biggest opposition group. In American politics, with Election Day near, both major party candidates campaigned in the so-called battleground state of North Carolina late on Thursday, each criticizing the other's fitness for office. Donald Trump spoke to a group of veterans and told them Hillary Clinton could not be trusted.
We know Hillary can't be trusted. We've learned that. With America's security, you take a look at her email situation. Can we trust her with our security?
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, campaigned in the state capital of Raleigh, telling the crowd there that this election is about what kind of change the people want.
Are we going to build a stronger, fairer, better America? Or are we going to fear each other and fear our future?
Two new major national polls on Thursday showed Clinton edging ahead of Trump among likely voters. Broadcasting from Washington, this is VOA.